The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're not going down. We're going nowhere. This is the greatest country on planet Earth. The greatest experiment ever to achieve the greatness that it has. The United States of America. The country that saved the world in World War I, in World War II. Saves the world now. Gives billions of dollars around the world. Helps everybody else. And all they do is attack us. And then they attack us from within. I want to thank you. I take the time right now on the radio on AM 970, The Answer with Frank and Alan Debbie. With your Joe Piscopo, and I know I got an entertainer background. I'm an entertainer. I've made every mistake you could make professionally, personally. I'm telling you, you get old, you get wisdom, and you see things from above. You have a better and a greater overview with age. I address my boomer brothers and sisters. You understand what I'm talking about. And certainly the greatest generation. We are honored to have you listen to the program because you are the greatest generation of all. Thank you for being the great patriots that you are, for you listening of all ages. Thank you. Thank you for being the great American that you are, for doing what you are asked to do. Get up in the morning and be a human being. Treat everybody with civility, understanding your community, taking care of your children. Oh, you go to church. God bless you. You go to church. But that's wrong. You're not supposed to believe in God, are you? Oh, and thank you for not being racist. But, oh, am I racist? I'm racist now? You have a special white privilege. You have white privilege. You're mean and you're nasty. What's wrong with these people? Thank you. This is Piscopo telling you thank you for what you're doing. I know what you do. And I know how great you are. And we have to stay on course because the satanic evil that is attacking us now is a concerted effort, and you have to meticulously and objectively think about what is attacking us. And it starts with China, with the Wuhan virus. I'm telling you, listen, you know what? If you don't believe it, you are being so naive. And if you listen to mainstream media, you are being so naive. This was an attack on America. The pandemic was an attack on America. The scientific community in the United States and around the world has failed. They have failed miserably. Because when you tell 300 plus million Americans, you say, lock yourselves in your home. Hey, that'll turn out good, huh? What a smart idea that was. Yeah, don't worry about herd immunity. Just lock yourself in your home. Don't look at anybody. You know what? The funniest, most pathetic thing I heard over the last 4 months, don't touch your face. That's great. Thank you. Thank you. This is what you came up with 100 years ago. They had a pandemic. They cured it then. We haven't advanced beyond. Don't touch your face. Don't touch. No, what are you touching your face for? It's pathetic. It's pathetic. The scientific community is a major fail. You lock people in your home. It's a tinderbox waiting to explode. And that's exactly what happened. You know me. I'm a solution based. We're a solution based show here, and you got to go back to what this this. I don't even mention the killer's name, but the killer of George Floyd. I mean, I know that's how it starts, but and it was the worst possible circumstances of all, because that was wrong. And I don't know what this person or the people around him, and including the girl who was taking the video of the guy saying, he's killing me. I can't move. I hurt all over. Put your phone down and help the poor guy, for God's sake. What are you thinking? And the other cops around him. Yo, man. Oh, you got to let up, man. He can't breathe. Come on. It's got to stop. But don't vilify police officers around the country. I thank you for being the great American you are. And I want to tell you, thank you to the law enforcement, to the police listening as I speak right now. And you're patrolling the neighborhoods. And you're in your car. Now you got to double up as you patrol the neighborhoods. Thank you for being the heroes that you are. I am in awe of law enforcement. I have more respect for law enforcement now, even after this egregious assault on George Floyd by a member of the Minneapolis Police Department. I have more respect for the state troopers, for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, for the New York State Police, for the New York Police Department, for the Newark, New Jersey Police Department, Camden, and all around. Oakland, my buddies in Oakland, we were texting back and forth. We lost a police officer or a law enforcement, a special officer in Oakland was killed, shot and killed. You don't hear about that, by the way, do you? Thank you if you're law enforcement. Thank you for showing the courage that you show. Thank you for being measured. And I can't tell you how incensed I am when I see, and I don't want to give names out because I try to protect family, and then we have a family member in law enforcement, and there he was in a news picture that was put out, and he's got his face shield on, he's got his mask on, his face mask on to protect him from these pigs that are assaulting him. They are the pigs that are assaulting him. Someone's in his face spewing hate to the police officer. And that is, now you're talking about my family. Now you're assaulting my family. And that's why I cannot be more direct when I plead with the President of the United States to be strong, to step up, invoke the Defense Production Act, and reach out to the communities, the stressed areas, and do what I've been asking to do for the last almost 7 years on this program, is to create jobs in the inner cities. Do what Barack Obama refused to do. Walk those streets, say we're putting jobs into the inner cities, and we're going to recreate the communities of the inner cities, the stressed areas, the tinderboxes of America. We're going to put jobs right within the cities. Get these companies. You got Colin Kaepernick. This man is a joke. He's a joke. And he's the poster child for Nike. And Nike makes their shoes in countries which names we can't pronounce, and they use children's slave labor to do it. And then they charge us $200, $300, $400 per sneaker. Are you kidding me? Make them, and they came to Arizona. That was President Trump that got Nike to Arizona. They got Apple to Texas. Invoke the Defense Production Act, Mr. President, now more than ever. Make the drugs in the stressed areas, make the clothes in the stressed areas, make the sneakers in the stressed areas, make the cars in the stressed areas, recreate the communities of the inner cities of the United States of America. I've been talking about it for 7 years on this show. What more do I have to say? They don't have jobs. You can't just give things away for free. It doesn't work like that. No one will want to work. It happens with LBJ. The intentions were great, and I believe you needed to do that at that time. But the entitled programs, it just, oh my God almighty, it got so out of control. You think my grandparents, when they were struggling, and they have 10 children, and they're Italians, and they're in Newark, New Jersey, did someone reach out? Oh, you're Italians? Oh, you're immigrants? Here's some money. You want free college? Sure, take free college. Oh, you want free legal advice because you're an immigrant? Yeah, sure. No, they said, you dago, you wop, you guinea, shut up and go to work. And you know what? We did it. We did it. And everybody who came into America did it at that time, the greatest generation, man. And that's, we have to now step up. The president has to be strong. And I will tell you what, You got to put, if the, you, the police, they're so hand, the police are handcuffed now. Put the National Guard in. Put the National, put the, I'm telling you, these are wimps. These are losers. These are cowards. These are cowards. You ever see one of those Antifa guys go up to, I saw it on video, a tough guy. One guy was holding an American flag. And the Antifa guy, they have the black mask and they have the backpacks. And you could see they're Antifa. It's what, this is a concerted effort. So the terrorist organization that, thank God, the president has now declared Antifa a terrorist organization. This Antifa guy walks up to the guy with the flag. It's online. It's so funny. He's talking to me, the goofy guy. That's my impression of an Antifa loser. And loser, you know? And these people that just wanna take down America, you know? And they're pawns of, I think, people who are doing it from the West Coast. And he goes up. This one guy goes up. The guy takes him out. Just hauls off, punches, nails him right in the schnoz. Boom! Guy goes right down. Runs like a little scared rabbit. Little brats. They're little brat losers. So time to put up. You know what? We have the might of the military in the United States. It's time to use it. You know why? Because the president had to be put into the bunker, you know, when there's a nuclear, if there's a nuclear attack. Or there's a danger to the White House, they put the president in a bunker. They put President Trump in the bunker. Last night they did that for about an hour. Now you tell me, and he's got his family there. He's got his family there. It is time to step up. And I think the president should be harsh and quick, and he should strengthen law enforcement. But what you have to do, you have to say, I understand the problems of the stressed areas, and what we're going to do, we're going to create jobs there. It'll take, and only because I've been a part of it, and I've seen Newark rebuilt into the beautiful, shining city that it is today. It'll take, I think, 20 years at the very least. And now, with look at Baltimore. You got to go in and do and fix Baltimore. But and you know what? Just as an aside, when you go in and you know if you're I'm an Italian American and I see the racism toward Italian Americans and they lynch almost a dozen Italian Americans in 1891 and you're cognizant of that history as an Italian American and you see the prejudice. So you know what you do? What my grandfather used to do when he would go into the voting booth of Rosario, my grandfather. From Avellino, he would say, whoever had a vowel at the end of his name, that's who we would vote for. I told you that before, right? And so if you're in a stressed area and you're of color, so you vote somebody of color in, you think they're going to do the job. That every single inner city, they're all Democrats, they're all progressive socialists, they're folks of color, and no one's helping their own community. Now, that should tell. So to me, if I vote an Italian-American and that Italian-American's a foul ball, and please, no names mentioned, because I can mention some names, but I won't because I'm trying to be fair and objective. But when the Italian-American is, I'm not voting for that Italian-American just because he's an Italian-American anymore. Like my grandpa, maybe my grandpa did. He had to do that when the Italians were first here, but not anymore. These people are voting for people of color within the inner cities. And those people, all they're doing, look at Baltimore. Look at Baltimore. You had the black police chief, the black mayor. You had to look at Chicago. What a mess Chicago is with that gal yelling at everybody. And yet getting her hair cut, you know, Lightfoot. And then look at 10 people killed, 10 kids killed in Chicago on Memorial Day weekend. 10 black lives dead. Where is Black Lives Matter there? Where's Al Sharpton there? Where's Jesse Jackson there? Where's Barack Obama in his neighborhood? If I'm president of the United States and I saw the destruction and it was in my neighborhood, the first thing I would do is go back there out of an affection and an appreciation and respect for my old community. Where are the Obamas? Where's Michelle Obama walking the streets? Somebody answer this question for me, please. Why aren't they walking the south side of Chicago? This is so bogus what's happening now to America. This is a concerted takedown. This is war. And it's time for the president to step up, invoke the Defense Production Act, bring the jobs back to the inner cities. That's where the problem is starting. Bring the jobs back. It'll take 10, 20 years to settle that down and get the mindset so people don't expect an entitlement program, that they have to work for it. That will strengthen the community. And that is the first step that you got to do. Number two, bring out the National Guard, Mr. President. Shut them down. God forgive me. In the name of Jesus. You know, you could turn the cheek so long. God forgive me. It's time to shut them down. 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, Dinesh D'Souza is going to join us. And you don't want to miss Dr. Darren Porcher coming up. Retired NYPD Lieutenant, Criminal Justice Professor at Pace, former Army officer. Darren has a lot of answers. You'll want to hear from Dinesh on how to do that. Paul DiGiacomo, President of the Detectives Endowment Association, speaking out so eloquently for law enforcement. enforcement everywhere. Thank you. If you're law enforcement, thank you. We love you. You are heroes and heroines in this time in America that we have never seen. God bless you and Godspeed. We got your back. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, Debbie Duhame on the roads at AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joan. We're still seeing police department activity. Speaking of our wonderful police officers out there, police department activity, Spring Street getting right out toward Lafayette Street. Try to avoid that intersection. The earlier action over on Canal getting out toward Varick Street, that's wrapping up. Looks like you're easing up a bit here, getting inbound at the Holland Tunnel. It's still pretty busy on the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Avenue. That's a disabled vehicle. DeKalb Avenue still closed over by Malcolm X Boulevard. Some ongoing fire department activity in Brooklyn to watch for, and we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take it to the LIE West right at Queens Boulevard. That's a disabled vehicle right in the center lane, and watch out for some stop-and-go traffic as you head to the Merritt Parkway southbound getting down through Fairfield. Problem here is some ongoing road work, and the Garden State Parkway northbound busy through 151 with ongoing construction there as well. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Joe on the radio telling me about Balance of Nature. Boy, we need this more than ever. Balance of Nature. Build up your immune system with Balance of Nature. Would you do that, please? I just took finished my morning dose, if you will, of Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. As a matter of fact, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. That's what Balance of Nature is. During these trying times, you know, the stress that we all have now, Balance of Nature will help your body alleviate that and fight the free radicals that attack your body during stressful times like now. You got a virus, you got a cold, you got allergies, whatever it is, Balance of Nature attacks it. And when I tell you a daily dose of Balance of Nature, I tell you this every morning, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you going to ingest 31 different fruits and vegetables? You're not. And within the fruits and vegetables, as natural as it can be, is Balance of Nature in a vegetarian capsule. That's exactly what it is. It's a vegetarian capsule. And within those fruits and vegetables and those 100% whole food plants that are in Balance of Nature, you have antioxidants that fight all the bad things in your body. Come on, you've got to, your best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. And during stress too, you weaken yourself during stress. Will you call, please? Because now, from the Howard family, look at this. Look what I offer you sometime. Wait, I'm so proud to tell you, you get free shipping and 35% off. This is a great deal on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Would you check it out, please? At least go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. Here's the number, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or again, balanceofnature.com. Just remember the discount code, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target, Walmart, Nike, and Adidas are all among businesses closing locations that were damaged or looted in recent days. Adidas is temporarily closing all its U.S. stores. Walmart has closed several hundred stores throughout the U.S. Target, which is based in Minneapolis, has closed more than 200 stores, though the company says some have reopened. Amazon is adjusting delivery routes in some cities to protect employees. Apple closed some of its U.S. stores yesterday, but didn't say how long the stores will be closed and didn't reveal which locations were shut. Computer chip makers are seeking billions of dollars in federal funding to keep their technology ahead of China and other countries that subsidize their tech businesses. The Wall Street Journal says an industry group is also looking for subsidies to build a new chip factory. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Class of 2020, we know this is not the year you expected, but be proud of yourselves. You gave up the second half of your senior year as a sacrifice for the greater good of humanity because you stayed home. You saved lives. Wear that like a badge of honor. We're behind you, and like the Eagles at Salesian High School in New Rochelle, your best days are still ahead. Salesian High School is incredibly proud of its seniors and knows they're now off to do great things. To support the families of Salesian High School who have lost their jobs or have been experiencing financial hardship during this time, please go to SalesianHigh.org or #we.
As America returns to work, Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services founder and CEO Todd Hopkins wants you to know that Office Pride is on the job, providing essential services to help keep workplaces healthy and safe. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Office Pride is one of the nation's most respected full-service commercial cleaning companies. Their customer retention speaks for itself. How they do business is just as important as the excellent service they've provided for over 28 years. Office Pride consistently ranks in Entrepreneur Magazine's Franchise 500 list. On Franchise Business Review's top 200 franchises to buy, and is a Franchise Business Review Hall of Fame member. Each independently owned and operated franchise, fully bonded and insured, and offers flexible schedules that fit around your office hours. They use industry best practices and technology to help create clean, safe environments for you, your team, and your customers. Visit OfficePride.com. That's OfficePride.com to find a location near you. For franchise opportunities, visit OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com. Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Frankie Five Burrows is here. Albert's here, and Debbie's here. We're here for you. We got your back this morning. I see those phone calls. If you could be so kind to hold, I'd love to chat with you. That's what we're here for, 877-970-2999. We want to clear the airwaves for Dinesh D'Souza. He's a prominent writer, scholar, a public intellectual, filmmaker. His latest book is United States of Socialism, Who's Behind It? Why It's Evil, How to Stop It. Now is the time to talk to Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, welcome back to the show. My brother, what a time we're living in, huh? What are we going to do, Dinesh? Come
on. Gosh. You know, this we're seeing the socialist left marauding right in front of us, setting fire to stuff, beating people up. And all of this comes as a surprise, doesn't it? Because for those of us who lived at the end of the 20th century, it looked like socialism was finished. It was on the ash heap of history. That was Reagan's phrase. And now it's back with a vengeance, not only with socialist candidates and socialism invading the Democratic Party, but these new socialist tactics of intimidation and violence and even terror. That are now that have now been unleashed on our country in the wake of the George Floyd killing.
You know, your book, United States of Socialism, is this why you wrote it? Because you saw this coming, Dinesh?
Well, I can't say I saw it coming like this. You know, just like I didn't see the coronavirus pandemic. But the interesting thing is that when incidents occur, they show the sensibility or the mentality of the socialist left. So under coronavirus, we got a kind of nasty preview of socialist-type shortages and limits on food and to mention attacks on civil liberties. You know, you can't go to church. And now, with the George Floyd business, we're seeing the burning of a church, an historic church in Washington, D.C., the attacks on small business. And a lot of this is driven, by the way, not by African Americans, but by white Antifa guys who have always recognized that they can stoke this racial grievance and exploit it. Now, you know, to get a little background on this, Marx didn't think that you'd need any of this. Marx thought, look, capitalism is so unfair, it's so unjust, that the working class will automatically revolt because of its working conditions and low wages. But that never happened anywhere in the world. And so a lot of leftists in the last several decades have realized, you know what, we're not going to get that kind of a socialist revolution from the working class. In fact, today, the working class is more likely to be found in a Trump rally. So what we have to do is we need racial grievance, gender grievance, transgender grievance, illegal immigrants, you know, on our side. So we need, in other words, to create this new type of socialism, which is a marriage of socialism and identity politics. So in the book, I call it identity socialism. And I think we have to understand this kind of stuff, because otherwise, a lot of conservatives think, you know, if they say socialism never worked before, so it's not going to work now, they don't realize we're contending with a new type of socialism.
Yeah, so, and just to be clear, the forces behind the push for socialism in America are the same people who are helping orchestrate these demonstrations around the country. Like, do we name George Soros in this, Dinesh D'Souza?
Well, he's always been a backer of left and far left causes, and he himself has a very ugly history. I mean, going back to his days as a teenager. But Soros has been an instigator and a bankroller of causes, from Refuse Fascism, which is one of the big Antifa groups, to a lot of other groups that are on the left, Media Matters and so on. So the thing here is, it's not just the guys on the street. They have powerful protection that comes from the mayor's office, from powerful people in the media. You've got apologists for Antifa on CNN, including one of the Cuomo brothers. And so this is a network that is quite mainstream in that it's got allies in Hollywood, academia, and the media.
Yeah, you know, we're seeing two Brooklyn lawyers, including an Ivy League graduate, Dinesh, corporate attorney, facing federal charges for tossing a Molotov cocktail into an NYPD vehicle. Explain to us why people like this would engage in a war on civil society like this, Dinesh.
Well, first we have to understand the drumbeat of propaganda that has been substituted for knowledge in the universities themselves. If it seems ironic that these elite, top-ranked Ivy League universities are producing this, it's not ironic. Their professors have been cultivating these ideas in their students. Now, probably for some of their professors, it's sort of academic talk. But they'll say things like the rules don't matter anymore, there's structural racism, you're living ultimately in a country built on white supremacy, it's been that way since 1619. So when the George Floyd thing happens, people don't see it as episodic, in a case where we've got to go after a bad guy, cop who acted improperly. No, they see this as, oh, wow, this is America being America all over again, and we finally got to say no. So these are the ideas transmitted routinely in academia through the classroom. So is it any surprise that some of the students believe it?
Yeah, so true. Should President Trump, Dinesh, declare martial law? And what would that look like?
I don't know. To some degree, I'm a little worried that if he did that, that is what the left wants him to do, because their idea is America is a fascist society. Well, sure enough, there you go. The empire striking back. So on the other hand, I think that this can't be allowed to continue. It seems like this is happening largely in democratic cities, with at least the either the unresponsiveness or even the complicity of mayors. And the political structure, they're either afraid to do something about it, or they're actually, as I think in the case of de Blasio, they have a sympathetic view to all this stuff going on. So at some point, the feds are going to have to step in and restore order, and they have many tools available to be able to do that.
You know, before we let you go, Dinesh D'Souza, by the way, the book is United States of Socialism. You know, we knew people were locked up in their houses. I've been saying this all morning long, Dinesh, for 2.5 months, 3 months. And that probably led to this climate, right, where people just want to – it was like a tinderbox waiting to explode, no?
Well, there is an element here of people just getting out and going nuts. And that's why I don't believe the rhetoric I hear on MSNBC that says, oh, you know, these people are hurting, you know, oh, these people are in deep pain. I mean, look at them. They don't look in pain. They look like they're enjoying themselves. And by the way, notice that some of them will show up at a particular intersection, and there is a pile of bricks conveniently arrayed for them that has been put there the previous night for them to be able to cause mayhem.
You know, now that you say that, before you go, someone just tweeted me. I'm reading right here, Dinesh D'Souza. We've said, this is a construction worker who lives, and we have seen pallets of bricks, bottles full of gasoline being planted all over the place. Thanks for bringing that up. Now, that's Antifa, we assume, planting these things, Dinesh?
Yes, these are guys who train for this. I mean, they go to martial arts, they go to secret meetings, they learn how to mix cocktails to be able to cause things to go on fire. They wait for moments like this. And to some degree, and this may seem a little extreme, but I don't think it is, a lot of this is traced back to Alinsky and to his great apostle, Obama, because Obama would talk about how we have to stoke the fires of grievance. He talks in his book, The Audacity of Hope, he goes, finally we had an issue, which means that here's a guy searching for something to set society, to divide society. Yeah. And that's the strategy of the socialist left. Division is the name of the game.
Wow.
Marx saw it as a class division, but we now see racial divisions, many other types of divisions that the left tries to exploit.
Dinesh, great chat this morning. Give my best to your daughter. She's been in the studio. We love her. And we thank you for all that you're doing. The book from Dinesh D'Souza, United States of Socialism. Who's behind it? Why it's evil? How to stop it? Hey, now more than ever. Dinesh, thank you, my friend. God bless, Godspeed, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate it. My pleasure.
Thank you, Dinesh D'Souza, right there. Coming up, you don't want to miss Dr. Darren Porcher. Dr. Porcher is a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace, former Army officer. He totally understands it from a law enforcement point of view, what's going on. Dr. Darren Porcher coming up next on Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie. Right now, let's go to Al. He has the news live and local at 7:36 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo said George Floyd's death in police custody should not be in vain. The governor also said protesters should use this moment to demand changes in the law, including a national definition of excessive force and the release of an officer's prior disciplinary record when under investigation for abuse allegations. Meantime, Cuomo said the state's attorney general will review police conduct during the protests. He added that while officers are in an impossible situation in many ways, their behavior seen on videos of protest coverage is disturbing. And a trio faces federal charges for allegedly attacking police officers with Molotov cocktails during the weekend violence in New York City. Documents show Brooklyn lawyers Colin Ford Mattis and Uroji Raman having explosive components after one of them chucked a Molotov cocktail in an NYPD vehicle. In another case, Samantha Shader of Catskill, New York, is charged with allegedly throwing a Molotov cocktail at a police vehicle in Brooklyn with officers inside. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. We're still seeing some police department activity along Canal Street as you get out toward Varick, so definitely steer clear of that. Also still seeing some police department activity over on Spring Street right by Lafayette. Let's go out to the LIE westbound stop-and-go traffic through Queens Boulevard with a stalled vehicle there just cleared out of the way. It's still pretty busy eastbound side of the BQE up by Atlantic Avenue with a stalled vehicle taken care of as well. DeKalb Avenue is still off-limits getting out towards Stuyvesant Ave. That's some ongoing fire department activity. And on the LIE West, right at the Northern State, that's an overturned vehicle. So definitely watch out for some activity at that spot as well. Taking a ride to the inbound Holland Tunnel, you're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic because of the police department activity over on Canal. Lincoln at the speed limit, same thing over at the GWB. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today with a high going up to 72 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor. It could help you get out of pain. And I've been telling you about it. And I always judge the product when I meet the folks who came up with the idea. I always tell you about the great folks that I meet that are kind enough to advertise on the show. And that is Pete and Seth Talbot. They came up with Relief Factor. You see them on TV. They're great on TV, right? And they're with Larry Elder, with my buddy Larry, and with Dr. Gorka, who we love, you know, and Hugh Hewitt. And when I hear Pete talk about how they came up with Relief Factor, almost 7 years ago, by the way, and how they want to help you get out of pain, this is it. You hear about Relief Factor all the time. So we, as a morning team, we went on a Zoom, and we talked with Pete, and even Al was there. And I was asking the best questions of all, and we're on this 3-week quick start program, and we want you to go with us on this. Come on, we're part of this together. We're around this virtual kitchen table every single morning. You're part of the family. 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. It'll get you out of pain. In fact, can we listen to Janice right now and listen to her story, please?
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
Well, the three-week quick start, thank you, Janice, is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead. You can be a little skeptical about, does this really work? You know, you got to try it. That's why Pete and Seth came up with the three-week quick start. You try it, $19.95 for a three-week quick start to get you out of pain. Are you kidding me? Go to ReliefFactor.com, please. ReliefFactor.com. Here's the phone number. I'll give it to you twice. You ready? 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
I want to tell you about my friends at BestHotGrill.com. They make the hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grills. Stop replacing your worn-out grill every couple of years. Buy a Solaire grill that's built to last. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. Use the coupon code HOTMIKE, all one word, and get a discount on your demo. HOTMIKE at checkout for your two-weekend trial. Learn more about these USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com. Solaire Demo Rental Program. BestHotGrill.com. Promo code HOTMIKE.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
BoomerNaturals.com. You got to go to BoomerNaturals.com. I have such immense respect for Boomer Naturals. We gave away 40,000 face coverings to the veterans of New York. We went to the NYC Veterans Administration, and Commissioner James Hendon was over there on Friday, walked over from the station, quiet in the streets of New York, you know, and we started with 11,000 masks, and we're giving in total 40,000 masks to the vets in New York. And the NYPD also has availability for these Boomer Natural masks. They are great because they're three cloth layered, right, infused with nanosilver, and many studies show how effective nanosilver technology is with face coverings. It's a 30-day, 30-use mask. You know what? You wash it by the end of the day. You could use it for a whole month. That's what's great about Boomer Natural. They dry quick, too. 30 cents per day. And what I love about it, touched my heart, I could give it to my 9-year-old Charlie. Gave it to her yesterday with the great designs of the Boomer Naturals masks. The great designs. And she said, Dad, this is so comfortable on my face. That's from my 9-year-old. You got to go to BoomerNaturals.com, please. Boomer makes these very affordable, again, at less than 30 cents per day. And it's for the entire family. Use the code Joe20 at checkout and save 20% free shipping and handling when you spend $50. In stock face covers. This is your source for in stock face covers. BoomerNaturals.com.
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
743 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Dr. Darren Porcher is a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, former Army officer, all-around awesome dude. Darren, welcome back to the show, my brother. I'm so happy that you're with us this morning.
I'm really pissed off, Joe, because I'd love to be more than happy by sitting next to you as this broadcast is kicking in. So this COVID-19 is killing me. Because yeah, I like man. It when I'm on your show. And bigger than that, I get the chance to see what you're wearing. And for all your viewers out there, I know you're not in commando mode. You're really wearing pants with that suit, okay?
So with the suit. Thank you. Right. Just, when I wear the suit.
I was wearing pants. Now, underwear is a different topic. I can't get into that.
I said I always wear a suit, and then somebody said, "Wait, like my mom was saying, oh, you can wear your shorts with." I said, no, I got to dress. You're absolutely right. When I wear a suit, I wear a suit. Darren, you know, I saw you.
I can't guarantee you're wearing underwear, but I know.
Look out. No, please. You know what?
You ever come in there in commando style, tell the truth.
Yeah. No. Please. I watch you. I saw you on TV. Watch me really pull away from that. I'm trying to pivot off of that. I saw you on TV the other day, man, and I said, and I didn't even mention to Frankie Fibrillas to get Darren on the show, but we really appreciate you being with us. This is nuts. This is nuts. There's a reason for it. And Darren, I saw you talking on television. Break down your whole overview, why this is happening, and how do we stop this nonsense that's going on in America now?
Well, I think that this is happening for multiple reasons, but one of the first things at the forefront is we've all had the stay-at-home orders on a national level in connection with the COVID-19 pandemic. So you had just so many people are in the house, and then when this happened with George Floyd, that antsy population came out and protested and rioted in some cases. Now, I'm not looking to discount the fact that people had a relatively qualitative reason for stepping out and protesting, because I think we're all in agreement that this was a case of excessive force used against Mr. Floyd. But the issue is we all have a constitutionally protected right to protest. I'm okay with that. But when it becomes riotous, I think that's when it infringes upon the society that we live in. The social contract affords us protections by government, and that oftentimes comes in the form of police. It's necessary for us to maintain a level or a state of order in the society. But the way this thing is going, it's just been like an amoeba, so to speak. And many people are speaking to the protesters and, you know, police trying to extract the protesters. But how about the store owners? How about the commercial business owners that have businesses that are up in flames, that have been losing thousands upon thousands of dollars as a result of this coronavirus lockdown? So when you look at the multitude of all the factors involved, we're really in somewhat of a conundrum. And my heart goes out to the family of George Floyd, as well as the people that have been hurt as a result of this disturbance. But moving forward, we're better than that as a society. Yeah. This is not a third world country, and we need to step up to the plate and recognize and show the rest of the world that we are, in fact, the best nation on the face of this earth.
Dr. Porcher, Darren, so you've been a cop. You know what? You've been in the Army. So walk us through, what was this, I don't want to say police officer, this guy who killed George Floyd. What was he thinking? If I mean, as a police officer, you cuff him behind, you seat him upright in the back of your police car. What were they thinking? And the other officers involved. I can't even imagine what the reason was why this guy would keep his foot on his knee on the neck of this poor guy.
This is a classic example of hyper-aggressive policing, and this is something that speaks volumes to the culture of that department in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have an officer that had been on patrol for 19 years, and through the 19 years, he racked up 18 civilian complaints. And I clearly saw that as a harbinger to either one, remove the officer from patrol because he was of a detriment to the population that he policed, or exhaust his employment and remove him from the department. This is something that should have happened way preceded this action. So when we look at what happened, this is merely a breakdown in supervisory and a chain of command and a systemic problem within that department, because they were unable to assess that this was an officer that, in fact, should not have been on patrol. But bigger than that, Amy Klobuchar, one of the former presidential campaigns people running for president within the Democratic Party, she was the attorney representing that. She was the state's attorney representing that district when two of the complaints against the officer were deemed unsubstantiated. However, she saw fit to not take action. Therefore, I believe that she has a level of complicity in this as well. I'm not saying that she's criminally responsible, but it's safe to say the policies that she was looking to introduce in the presidency were flawed.
Yeah, Darren, that's a great, great point. And where's Ilhan Omar from Minnesota? Where's AOC in the Bronx with all the problems that are going on? No one's showing up. I mean, how do you talk this down? How do you talk this down? Just shy of the president, instigating martial law, Darren Porcher. How do you talk the folks down in the street at this point? And can you at all?
Well, it needs to be a collaborative discourse on a back channel consisting of police executives, elected officials, and community leaders. Outside of all the rah-rah and rhetoric that are happening in the street, there needs to be a closed-door negotiation between those three entities. And they need to triangulate a solution as it was best for that community and to present or preserve a sense of calm. The community is our most valuable resource in this case. Therefore, it's necessary for us to utilize the community leader to the community leaders to actually address the crowd and remove the agitators. Once the agitators are removed, then we'll have a greater state of calm, and therefore we can have a discourse as to going back to a state of normalcy. But you need those three components to be in the forefront. The politician on the political agenda that comes into place is those people oftentimes are followed by the community. Therefore, you need those three aspects to commit to those negotiations prior to stepping to the forefront and looking at quell a disturbance, because this is not an instance where we can just arrest our way out of the situation. It needs to come through tailored negotiations. And that's why I feel that those three entities are the most significant pieces to moving forth an agenda that works for that society or our society as a norm.
Yeah. And Dr. Porcher, first degree murder charges for the man who killed George Floyd.
Well, my understanding, it's a second and a third degree murder charge that have been introduced in this case. The reason why a first degree wouldn't be consistent with the law is because I genuinely don't believe the officer went out with the intention to kill George Floyd. So when we think about a first degree murder, it's you intend to kill someone and you cause the death. I don't think that that's what we had. I think that we had an egregious act on the part of the police department or the police officer. That's why you have a second and third degree charge. But in addition to that, you also have the three officers that stood aside and watched this horrid act occur. So they have a level of complicity that needs to be shouldered. So as a result, it's just a matter of time before the criminal justice system introduces a series of charges against the bystander officers. And I think that is prudent in this case in particular.
Darren, you're a friend of the show, man. We love you. Before we let you go, I mean, as a cop, and here you were in the service, and thank you for your service. Darren Porcher, he's a criminal justice professor at Pace, Dr. Porcher. So I'm looking at a picture of a relative that we have in a police department in an inner city, and he's got a protester in his face. He's got his mask on. He has his face shield on. He's got his helmet on. What goes through your mind as a cop? How do you show how do you measure your feelings inside when you have someone in your face spitting in your face and most of us watching it want to just have that person taken down? How do you collect yourself in the heat of the battle, Darren?
Well, my experience in doing this for 20 years in the police department, oftentimes one of the first things that goes to my mind is I want to grab the person by the guts and drag them to the ground. But then the human factor kicks into place, and I say, look, this is not the best recourse to deal with that. You basically need to have skin of steel, so to speak, when you're engaging these protesters, because we don't want to agitate the protesters from the position of being a police officer, because ultimately you should be the avid professional. You're the person that's brought to the scene to create a sense of calm, so to speak. So we don't want to elevate or escalate the matter. We're looking to de-escalate it. So unfortunately, this is something that comes with the position. All cops, when they know that this is what you took on when you signed up for this thing. And we have to rely on the greater resources to bring this thing down, as opposed to us being the person, us meaning the officers on the ground, escalating the situation.
Darren, you're a man. You're a hero, Darren Porcher. You're great, and you're my buddy, and we appreciate it. And yes, sooner than later, you will be in the studio with us, my friend. And we'd love to see you. Stay safe, Darren. Stay close, and thanks so much for joining us this morning, my friend.
And thanks so much for the wonderful things that you do to introduce the truth to your audience, because there's so many media outlets that give a skewed perspective, but you give it straight down the line, Joe, and we need more of that. And it's just unfortunate that we have a lot of these entities that are spewing things that are escalating the violence, as opposed to yourself that's looking to decrease the violence. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Darren. Dr. Darren Porcher right there. Debbie's on the roads at 754 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 80 westbound exit 12, getting out toward Alamuchi. An accident being cleared northbound thruway approaching exit 17 into Newburgh. That's some ongoing left lane construction. And taking a ride to Spring Street here in town by Lafayette Street. It's some ongoing police department activity. Eastbound BQE still busy up by the Brooklyn Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive. Where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive can save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home project you've been putting off? What's on your list? Cleaning out the garage? How about digitizing aging tapes and photos? LegacyBox.com is the enormously simple mail-in process to have all your memories preserved forever. I'll bet if you've been like me in the past, you have a bunch of old VHS tapes, maybe slides. Well, my memories are now preserved forever with LegacyBox. It's so easy. It's the way for you to easily and affordably digitally preserve your past. The process is so easy. They send you a box, you pack it up, their team digitizes everything by hand, and then you get back perfectly preserved digital copies, either on thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud, ready to watch, share, and enjoy. And then you get the original media back, of course, as well. To brighten your day, Legacy Box is currently offering an incredible 40% off. Order today and take advantage of this exclusive offer. Go to LegacyBox.com/Mike and start preserving your memories. LegacyBox.com/Mike, 40% off. LegacyBox.com/Mike.
Mike's coming up at 10:05. You don't want to miss Mike Gallagher this morning at 10:05. And you don't want to miss a great meal at Michael's of Brooklyn. Here it is. They're taking orders for pickup. How great is that from Fred and Johnny and from Marianne and from Michael himself? 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Order and pick up some delicious food from Michael's of Brooklyn. And as you listen around the country, and we love you listening, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Right to, when you go to the sauce aisle of the supermarket, look for Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to go right there, take it home. It's Brooklyn in the jar, the best sauce anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn. They've been around since 1964, authentic Italian. And the hospitality at Michael's of Brooklyn is great. It's going to open soon, but right now, while we're still on hold in this pandemic thing, they are taking orders for pickup at Michael's of Brooklyn. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic taste of Italy since 1964. Hey, Joe Lundberg, how we doing weather-wise today, buddy?
Gonna be a nice one. We'll see sunshine. Temperature will get into the lower 70s. A few more clouds around tomorrow with a threat of a shower later today. Good chance for a shower in Leicester, but mid to upper 80s on Wednesday. We keep it warm Thursday and Friday.
Thank you, Joe. Well done. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Looking at the calls, I see my buddy Harold calling from North Carolina. Harold, if you hold right off the top of the hour, you will be first up, my friend. And then we will go to Tom Mongier. He is the president of the New York State Troopers PBA. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
54 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. With slow reopenings across the tri-state area, there may be some relief for gym-goers outdoors. Mayor Ravi Bahala has announced starting this week, Hoboken gyms may offer workout classes outside. The city has designated over 15 parks, courts, and fields for outdoor use with a 15-person maximum in classes during designated times. No word yet on when indoor gyms can reopen. Wall Street futures mostly flat ahead of the start of June trading after two straight monthly advances. Dow futures up 13 points, while on the broader market, S&P 500 futures are down a half a point. NASDAQ futures are off about 0.25%. Dow and S&P 500 both added around 4.5% last month. The NASDAQ gained almost 7%. Governor Murphy says he hopes casinos in Atlantic City can be opened around July 4th. Governor Murphy says strict social distancing and occupancy limits will be enforced to stop the spread of coronavirus. Casinos were closed on March 16th. Reports are casinos have a loss of hundreds of millions in revenue and thousands of workers were laid off. Outdoor dining suspended in Farmingdale this morning after officials say 1,500 people gathered on Main Street Friday night. Warnings were given to 45 restaurants that set up and were serving people outside. Some restaurant owners say there was a misunderstanding of what was allowed. State officials say outdoor dining is considered a non-essential gathering and currently not allowed. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.